Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Samaches, Gittin 68. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the story of Shlomo HaMelech and Ashmodai, that Shlomo HaMelech and the king of the demons, whose name was Ashmodai. So the Gemara tells us that when Shlomo had to build the Beis HaMikdash, he needed to figure out how to catch the Shamir. The Shamir was a special animal that knew how to cut the stones and yet keep the stones whole so we wouldn't lose any of the stones. So the Gemara says that Shlomo had to consult with Ashmodai, and Ashmodai had to tell him the method of catching it. But then at the end of Shlomo HaMelech's life, the Gemara tells us that after he had built the Beis HaMikdash, Ashmodai taunted him and said, "I'm more powerful than you." So Shlomo HaMelech said, "You're not more powerful." And Shlomo HaMelech removed the chains from Ashmodai, and Ashmodai immediately swallowed up Shlomo HaMelech and spat him 400 parsings away. The Gemara has a dispute whether or not Shlomo regained his crown. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Melech Vehejot, Chad Amar Melech Vehejot Vemelech. That one's of the position that he was a king, Shlomo HaMelech was a king, and then he became a hejut, then became a commoner. And one was of the position that he was a king, and then he became a commoner, but then at the end he became a melech again, he became a king again. But according to everybody, Shlomo went through a period of time where he was removed from his throne, and the throne was taken over by a demon, by Ashmodai, the melech of the Shadim, the king of the demons. So what's the deeper message here? Obviously, his Agadah is not meant to be taken literally. But I think the Gemara is giving us a deep warning, and the deep warning is that if we use a demon to build something from the start, don't be surprised when the demon takes over the palace in the end. If Shlomo HaMelech needed Ashmodai's help to build the Beis HaMikdash, don't be surprised when in the end the demon takes over the Beis HaMikdash.